Good morning. I'm Vin Abenue. The Wall Township School District has canceled and thus forfeited the high school football team's playoff game that was scheduled for Friday night because of the ongoing investigation into alleged hazing and sexual assault involving members of the football team, according to a letter sent out Wednesday to parents by Superintendent Tracy Handerhan. The incident in question alleges that some upperclassmen on the football team bullied and hazed underclassmen inside the school's locker room. An investigation continues this morning, led by the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. Lakewood and State Police are asking for your help finding a missing endangered township resident who has a history of getting lost. 63-year-old Raimundo C. Caipe was last seen Tuesday afternoon leaving his home and heading towards Community Medical Center in Toms River. His car then traveled through the Union Toll Plaza Wednesday morning, and he gassed up at a station in Hunterdon County. We have his picture on our app. If you've seen him, call police. A new report finds millions of dollars in pension funds may be going to people who are not even eligible to be in the system. Jersey State Comptroller Kevin Walsh says one big problem is the Division of Pensions and Benefits doesn't have enough employees to carry out investigations, and there's a huge backlog of cases. So the report is recommending giving the division more resources.
And that the legislature consider increasing their powers so that they can deal with entities at the local level, especially when they're uncooperative.
He adds another problem is some towns and school districts continue to allow independent contractors to sign up for pensions, which is not legal. A Jackson man has been put into the database as a wanted person in New Jersey for his role in a drug deal on Freehold Road. When Jackson police searched the vehicle the suspects were in, officers found 100 wax folds of heroin, Xanax, crack cocaine, and drug paraphernalia. Jackson police arrested and charged the other person involved in the transaction. 30-year-old Sean Sampson is still wanted by Jackson police. We have his photo on our app. Governor Murphy has signed an executive order that fast-tracks the state's goal for reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
This is not a course change. It is a course acceleration with a new interim reduction in greenhouse gas emissions of 50% below the 2006 levels by the year 2030.
Yeah, the state will spend an additional $33 million for electric school buses and other vehicles in various communities. The number of new COVID cases continues to drop in more than half of New Jersey's 21 counties. Cumberland is the latest to be downgraded from high to substantial risk of community spread by the CDC, but some counties are seeing a continued increase in cases. In Monmouth County, the number of new cases is up by more than 22% in the last week. Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey and RWJ Barnabas Health have partnered up with Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Jersey to launch a pilot program that provides home infusion cancer treatments for eligible patients. It can be a barrier for some patients, both financially and logistically, to travel back and forth to an infusion center for treatment.
And so if we can have an option for patients, making certain it's safe, and we can do this as effectively, where they don't have to travel to the infusion site, I think there's patient satisfaction in that.
Stephen Labuti, director of the Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey, says about 100 cancer patients have been screened for the pilot program. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Thursday.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.